Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Four Elements United. This is your host tonight. This is Water.
This is Water.
And this is Wind.
And tonight we have a great topic for you tonight. My topic tonight is, are your actions aligned with your vision or your dream? And I'm really excited about this one because, you know, for everyone who knows me, they know that I'm always talking about following my dream and how I'm always kind of pushing them to do the same. So to me, this is going to be a great topic, and it's right on time because how many of us really are living our dreams and how many of us have our actions aligned with however you want to phrase that, people? Earth, wind. What you guys, you know what? Forget that. Let's just go straight into it. Are your actions aligned with your dreams?
Yeah, this is Earth. I would have to say not 100% because I have a lot of dreams. But the things that I'm concentrating on, yes, my actions are definitely in alignment with that. And with that being said, there are times where I fall off the wagon. But my philosophy is, as long as I get up more times than I fall down, I'm always good.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would say that I think that we're hard on ourselves. I think that, you know, we have our actions aligned with our goals, but we always want to push the metal. The pedal to the metal, right? We always want to do more. And, you know, there's a danger in actually pressing all the way down because you can actually overexert yourself or just push too far and get a backlash. But I would say that for the most part, my actions are in alignment with my goals and aspirations.
Okay, good. Well, this is Water, and I'm going to have to disagree with you there, when there is no such thing as pushing too hard. I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer in the only thing that's too hard is what I believe is too hard. And my actions, I agree with you guys, they're not 100% aligned with my dream, but I'd say I'm 80% there. Today is a great example. As we host this show, I'm actually doing shopping. I'm actually grocery shopping, everybody, just so if I go on mute and these guys can't find me, that's what's happening. And the reason why is because my day has just been stacked up. You know, for me, my dream is to actually, you know, live the laptop lifestyle, meaning that I run my business off of my laptop and I can actually just operate that thing anywhere. Well, I've been in some client meetings today, and it's Sunday. Yeah, for those of you who say that it's Sunday, yes, I know what day it is. And to me, I don't think that there's any limit for me to push too hard past. So I think that's kind of the basis of this conversation. That's where the show topic came from. It was a conversation that Wend and I had where Wend was, we were kind of having that discussion about pretty much where I'm at and the amount of action that I'm taking and the amount of action that I'm putting forth towards my actual vision and how I've kind of just, I've gotten unreasonable with the amount of action that I've put into things. And kind of a good example, because once we get off the show, I have to call a client at 8:30 tonight because that was the only time I could catch up with this cat. And, you know, he's already cut me a check, and we just have to get started on this project. So that's the only time that he had available. I said, let's do it. So for me, action, I guess some people might look at it as unreasonable, but to me, I think unreasonable is the only way that I'm actually going to get to my vision, because I don't even think that my dream is reasonable to most people. What you guys think about that?
Yeah, I would agree with you to a particular extent. You know, like when you're in a zone, right, like you can't lose. So you can exert all the energy. You could put it all 100% on the table. But there are times when you're not necessarily in the zone, and you can actually hurt yourself. And let me just give an example. If you're playing sports, right, and your body is telling you, like sometimes you can push through pain, but sometimes pain is an indicator of something greater, some kind of greater stress, and you can actually hurt yourself. You know, a lot of people try to push through pain with their knees and actually tear their ACLs or MCLs, and that could really cause a great setback. But if you're in the zone, like for example, Michael Jordan years ago played through the flu, and he actually, you know, I think he scored like 50-something points. You know, in that case, you could play, you know, 1,000% and put it all on the table and really go hard.
Yeah, this is Earth. I'm kind of, I don't want to say torn, but I agree with both of you as it relates to, you know, putting the pedal to the metal. So I agree, let's say, with water, and that, hey, just put the pedal to the metal and go. And then, like, when I listen to Wynn talk about, you know, just go, like putting the pedal to the metal and just going, I often think I might miss something along the way from not paying attention, from just going. Because it's not all about me and my goal, because everything that I do impacts somebody along the way. And I just took it as like when you just go, you just, you know, kind of have some tunnel vision and you just put everything you got into what you're doing with sort of reckless abandon. But I do, so I believe in going as hard as I can. However, for me, there's some responsibility that takes place. And, you know, there's always going to be circumstances that may cause me to alter my course just a little bit, but my destination is the same. And both of you all can correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misinterpreting what you're saying. And when I just go, it could possibly cause me to, you know, practice insanity, keep doing the same thing, and I'm not getting no results. But I'm still just going, pushing. Okay, this is going to work, Instead of saying, oh, let me drop back.
Exactly.
At some point,
so
and regroup.
Yeah, there's a distinction between action and inspired action. In a place where you're in the zone, you have inspired action. But when you're not in the zone, you know, action just for action's sake could be actually detrimental. And, you know, just like, for example, you might be studying for a CPA exam and you think you can just push, you know, to study that material straightforward, but if you're not really inspired or in the space to actually conduct that study, you're wasting your time. But if you, you know, segment your study periods for concentrated study and give yourself some time to rest and recuperate and to allow the material to soak in, then you'll actually perform much better on the exam as opposed to trying to just push forward. That's just a practical example.
Yeah.
Was you going to get water? Yeah.
I mean, I hear what you're saying about practicality, but I think for a lot of us, okay, and I'll go back to me instead of just, you know, talking about something, I'll just use a personal example. For me, I noticed that a lot of times when I start to rationalize and talk about inspiration and all that stuff when it comes to my actions, then I start to get into analysis paralysis. And so for me, I just try to make it a point to go and figure it out along the way as I go, as opposed to figuring out whether my actions are from some source of inspiration or not. Because a lot of times for me, what I've noticed is that, man, I've talked about things and I've done things. And a lot of times the things that I've done have not been about the thing, not have been the things that I've actually talked about. I've just done them. And so that's kind of in a nutshell of the way that I'm looking at it, is that I've gotten to a point now where I've seen one of my fatal flaws was just overthinking it, overanalyzing it, instead of just being like, look, it's time to go. It's go time. You know, time for, like, I can figure out a lot of things on the fly. You know, I can get in tune with my that divine inspiration, that source, which is more powerful than me, as I go. I don't have to sit there and plan everything out. And I've seen myself over the course of my life doing that. And I think at this point, not to say that I won't go back there, but at this point, I'm just really all about aligning those actions with my vision and not even really thinking about it. Some people may say that that's you know, not the way to do it. That may be that may work in some instances and not others. For me, at this point, I'm not really concerned because I've seen the results of what those actions have gotten me, and it's been much more than what I've actually accomplished in the past. When you put it side by side of something where I've said, okay, let me try to sit here and let me do some thinking on this or some analysis or smoke this over, if that makes sense. I'm talking about me personally, not about what other people do, but just me personally.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. And it's like the old saying, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? And I've had instances in my life where I actually pushed myself to do something, and in the process of pushing myself to do something, I became inspired, and the action felt very natural and at ease, and I was able to do something that I thought that would be laborious or really consuming. So I totally agree with you. You can, you know, be in the act of something and, you know, really become inspired to create something bigger and better at that particular time.
Yeah, I agree with both of you, actually. And I probably do both. Yeah, I know that I do both. I go into things full steam ahead, and, you know, I still have a lot of awareness of the impact. And I'm not going to have awareness of the impact all the time, but I still have awareness, because I'm moving forward and, you know, I'm still sort of aware of what's going on, I don't get caught in the analysis paralysis sort of situation where I know that this doesn't really happen for me, but I know people that it does, where they'll be moving forward and all of a sudden the train will stop and they will stop to analyze something, you know, in order to move forward. And I just keep moving forward and analyze at the same time. And if my analysis comes up where, okay, I need to go left, I just immediately take a left turn in mid-step and then just keep pushing.
I'll give you a perfect example. You know, I actually don't like to go to work, right? So when I wake up, you know, I try to
put myself who in actually really enjoys it? I'm just joking.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I try to put myself in a good place before I go to work. And because I said I'm going to go to work, you know, I'm going to continue with that commitment and I need to pay my bills, right? I'm going to go to work and, you know, I try to have the very best day. And once I get there, I'm good. You know, my action is inspired by, you know, trying to be the very best at what I do, and the day goes well. But you know, like I said, every day is is a challenge. And so, just like you said, Water, it's not about thinking, it's about just doing what you said you're going to do. And, you know, in that space, you actually get that inspired action. And Water must be paying his bill right now. I just want to remind you guys in the audience, we want to have your participation. So if you want to participate and ask a question or have a comment, please press 1 so that we can recognize you and cue you in. Anything you want to say, Earth? If you're talking, we can't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can, yep.
Okay, good. Sorry about that. I was had the phone on mute. Anyway, you know, it's a good conversation. I actually like every time we have these type of conversations because they always bring me present to what I'm up to. Because I have to sit down and think about it. Like, okay, this is what I'm up to. And in order to have a conversation about it, I have to be clear about what I'm up to and where I am in that process and what I'm doing, you know, in within that entire process. But yeah, I really, really enjoy these conversations. So, you know, one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, there may be people out there who actually are dreamers, however they think that they're taking action because they have all these great ideas, all these great things that they want to do. And in the midst of them coming up with something new, some people may take, you know, an action plan or put together an action plan and how to accomplish whatever they need to accomplish. But however, there's no action beyond that. And people get stuck with the list of stuff they want to do. But at the same time, they may think that they're actually pursuing a goal, but really they're not. They've just dreamt about something, but there hasn't been a lot of action behind getting it done at all outside of the dreaming and maybe taking a few steps and, you know, having a goal and taking a few steps and then waiting for something else to happen. And generally waiting for something else to happen, that's something else. It doesn't happen all the time. Or it may happen, or there may be an opportunity that presents itself for you to further your pursuit of your dream, and it doesn't look the way that we think it should look, and we'll neglect it. Say, well, that's not remotely close to what I want to do, so I'm not going to do that. But still, it presented itself in a way where it occurs to us as like it just popped up out of the blue. What do you think about that, Wynn?
So it sounds like that you're making the distinction between action versus directed action, or action versus planning with action.
Right.
Would that be accurate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's actually a great point, because, you know, just because you're in the process of acting doesn't mean that you're going to get to where you want to go to. Like, you can drive all day, but if you don't have directions, if you don't have a GPS, you're not going to get to the final landing place where you want to be at.
Right. Exactly. It's like saying, oh, I'm driving to California, but you just get in the car and start driving. You don't know if
exactly. You're
going west or you're going north. You just drive it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you end up at another destination, even though you see a ton of signs along the way, you know, 500 miles from New York. You see the sign, which lets you know that, hey, I may need to change direction, but there's nothing done about it because you know, oh, I just need to get in this car and drive and I'll end up where I need to be.
And actually, Water, he actually dropped off, so he's back in the queue. I think we need to unmute him.
All right. Tell him that I'll unmute him in just a moment.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure he's listening. But until I get back over to the studio, we have to keep talking. Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of people that don't have a blueprint to accomplish their goals and aspirations, and that is a very critical piece of accomplishing something. You have to have some type of blueprint, some type of outline, some type of direction of where you want to go. You know, acting for actors is frivolous.
Right, and then you know, which I'm sure that you're aware of this also. We don't need to have this elaborate blueprint.
Right.
You know, it's because some people I've actually seen people get stuck in the analysis of working out their blueprint, and they've been doing analysis for the last 6 months.
Right.
Or building this blueprint, and they're just spinning their wheels for the most part.
Yeah, the blueprint is just an outline. It's just a working model to actually direct your action. I mean, I was in construction for quite a long time, and, you know, you have these blueprints, but actual construction is a whole different ballgame. You can have the most elaborate blueprint, but to actually shape glass or shape iron and steel to the spec of that blueprint, to the spec of that designer, is a whole different ballgame. Deal with the elements of life. You deal with wind. You deal with the packing of the earth. There's a whole lot of elements that actually change those blueprints, change those models to actually fulfill on that construction.
Right, and even within, you know, doing construction, because I get exactly what you're saying. I grew up doing construction as well. You have to be malleable in the whole process. To stay confined to your blueprint doesn't take into account nature, or doesn't take into account, you know, some type of financial loss happening, which causes you to change direction. You may have to scale back on your blueprint, or, you know, from a natural disaster perspective, you know, this may not be a good idea to even put the building, to erect the building here, because you might be under a sinkhole. Who knows what it is? But yeah, there are a variety of things that will show up.
Yeah, and that's just like life in general. I mean, you know, you plan to go to college and or do XYZ, and then life happens. Something happens to interrupt that, or to cause you to deviate or create different plans. You just really have to go with the flow and try to still get it done. It might take you a longer time frame. It might have you do some things that you never even thought you would consider doing. But you still maintain the course and make it work out.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, and even having the, it's interesting you say, like, maintain a course and have it work out, because even within something happening and you maintain a course, having it work out, you may have to come up with another plan altogether, because that plan, you know, may not work. You know, that's definitely something that could happen, where the blueprint you have, but your end goal is the same, but the blueprint you have is, we need to go back to the drawing board, so to speak. But actually have, no, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we have Water back on the line. Water, can you hear us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
yeah,
what's up?
You know, like, that goes back to the whole thing that I was saying with about the planting, where, I mean, honestly, I just think that once we get into action, we'll actually realize what plans need to take place. So, as far as, you know, like, if you do get the does, that's a good problem to have, because at least you have a problem associated with getting to where you want to get to, as opposed to most people who have victim mentality of, you know, people just have victim mentalities of, you know, I hate my job, or, you know, it's their fault or whatever, when, I mean, really, we're responsible for our own lives or our own projects, whatever it is. You know, you're the, you know, general manager for a facility or something. I mean, you're responsible for that. Otherwise, go get another job. You know, so don't, like, you're responsible for the success or not. And that's kind of my whole thing, is that I'm responsible for the attainment of my goals, whether I want to say it or not. You know, that's kind of in a nutshell of, even though I'm out shopping, that's not me making all that noise. Is that you, Earth? I mean, sounds like you're in a casino or something, man.
Yeah, I'm playing the slot.
I mean, dude, really? No, but you know, like, getting back to what I was saying, that's just in a nutshell of the way that I look at it, that we're still responsible for that. So, you know, the actions that you're taking, just does, like, to me, it doesn't matter what the plan is, because that's what I was saying initially, is that you begin to plan and something happens, and then you're like, oh my God, this wasn't in alignment with my plan. You know, I didn't see this happening. As long as you still stand, like, you know, in motion, I guess really action is probably not the best word, but as long as you stay in motion, then you're not really worried about any kind of potential problems or potholes or obstacles or any of that stuff. You're just like, hey, you know, I'm okay, I got a new problem. But that's a problem that's a challenge that's aligned with me actually getting to where I want to get to, as opposed to the way that a lot of times it occurs for people, is that, you know, I'm not where I want to be, and here are the reasons why. And there are all these reasons that don't have anything to do with them, when in a nutshell, like, I'm the reason that I'm not there. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I don't think that there ought to be an exertion of analysis paralysis. However, I think there is power in stillness and power in refocusing your energy. And trying to figure out what's the best course of your next action. And the reason why I say that is because, like I said, you could be in motion till you're blue in the face, but, you know, just for motion for motion's sake is not going to get you to your goals and aspirations. And sometimes it requires you to actually be still and let go of your preconceived notions and actually learn something different and input that new thing into your plan to get you where you need to go. And I'll just give you a practical example. I know a lot of people that may want to go to school and didn't have money to go to school. So then they had to take a job and, you know, earn money to accumulate to go back to school. But the money that they actually earned and accumulate, you know, paid for their living. So they had to actually learn how to leverage what they were actually getting paid. And so they may have had to learn real estate, or they may have to learn about the stock market, right? And that may propel them to actually accumulate enough assets to actually go back to school. That's just a practical example. But you can only do that sometimes in stillness and collecting your thoughts and figuring things out. Try to, you know, pick up some information that'll put you where you want to go.
Well, I mean, for me, it goes back to one thing is that, so why do I want to go back to school? So using your example, I mean, why do I want to go back to school? I want to go back to school to be like some, something that just absolutely 100% requires that you go through, like, you know, become a doctor. Or do I want to, I don't know, own a business, or do I want to, I don't know. It just depends on what it is. And so what I'm saying is that if I spend all that energy, that time and that effort focusing on going back to school when my main goal and purpose was because I wanted to, I'm just going to make something up, like do hair or something, you know, like if that was the way I wanted to do it. I mean, I could literally go that same day and start, I don't know, just practicing on people, you know, doing free hairdos for people, you know, like, or cut hair. We'll say cut hair since we're all dudes. I could just start, you know, like cutting hair, you know, for my friends. Just like, hey, you know, dude, you need a haircut, man. Come on. You know what? I'm actually a barber now, you know? Like, that's my new thing. I'm a barber now, so I'm gonna hook you up. And just
and the
now,
first thing they
many
would
of,
say, man, get out of here. You ain't messing up my hair.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, like, but you could start cutting your own hair. And then they'd be like, oh, wow, okay, you hooked that up. So let me take a look at it. All I'm saying is that, you know, there's always the naysayers. And when what you're giving me is you're giving me the, you know, it can't be done, the can't be done side of it all, of how people are going to say this and going to say that or whatever. But those are just new obstacles that at least you're actually putting it out there, whereas opposed to, you know, I'm going to wait and, you know, get a job and get some money so I can, you know, like all of that's like delaying. You actually, when really what you want to do is cut hair. You don't want to go to school. You want to cut hair. And so really for me, it doesn't really take that long for you to figure out what the next action should be. You know, it doesn't take that much thought. And I really, like what I'm saying is I think that's really what I'm starting to really become very clear about is that there's not much, like our minds don't really have the answers. The answers are from something that's more powerful than our minds that will come to us as we begin to move towards it. It goes back to the alchemists where they say the universe will conspire together to help a person to realize their personal legend. And that's really translated for people who haven't read that book. It's all about, you know, like the things will begin to happen for you when you begin to move towards your dream, your vision, whatever it is. And that to me is the way that I actually see it. When not saying that you're wrong, but I mean I'm saying we can actually look at this different and be okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And you know, from my vantage point, I don't think that there's a bad thing with having things delayed. I think that it's all about the experience. It's all about the journey, and you pick things up as you go along on that journey. I mean, it's just like The Wizard of Oz. It's one of my favorite movies as a kid, right? And they went along this journey and they picked up pieces, bits and pieces along the way, and then at the very end, they found out that there was no damn Wizard of Oz. I mean, everything that they wanted was really inside themselves. So I agree that everything is with you, but that experience.
Bro, you just spoiled the whole movie for anybody who hadn't seen it, man. Luckily, that's a classic. So if you hadn't seen it, you just SOL on that one. Sorry.
Well, I mean, again, it's about the experience, and the movie is such a rich movie if you really look at it. I think as an adult, you know, in reviewing that movie, you can gain a lot of perspective. So I certainly recommend that us as adults review that movie because it's a good thing.
Really what I'm saying, the same thing that I'm saying is I think that you can get that same realization as you're moving towards, and, you know, you're right. There is nothing wrong with things being delayed. However, we're not promised another tomorrow. So why not actually go for what you want today, because tomorrow may never come. See what I'm saying?
I do. But, you know, what I would say is that, again, along that journey, you actually begin to know who you are and really gain confidence. And sometimes it requires you to make a misstep. It requires you to have a delay. And so, you know, for those people that are experiencing those delays right now, I just want to encourage you that it's okay. Pick yourself up and keep chugging along. Figure it out. But don't give up. I mean, you only fail in life when you give up, when you have definitively stated that you failed. That's the only time you failed. But if you don't give up, you haven't failed. You may have a failure here or there, but you haven't failed. So keep chugging.
Yeah, and it's, you know, sometimes we'll call it like delayed gratification. And to me, like when things aren't working, it seems like things are going slow. For me, that we have to be aware that there's 1,000 or more moving pieces to everything we want to do, and we don't always see those moving pieces. But whatever we're up to, when it seems like, you know, things are stagnant and just not progressing in the way that we wanted the things to progress, I always argue that yeah, things are progressing, but we just don't see what's going on in the background because we can only see what we're present to. The other stuff, we don't see it at all.
Exactly.
So yeah, you're definitely. I definitely agree with what you're saying, Wynn. So what happens when, and either you can answer this question, like what happens when it occurs is like all is lost, like your dream or your goal has been, something has happened where it looks like it's just not going to happen. How do you all react to that?
Well, scenario where I can't even see one where that actually is anything short of just, you know, cynicism and resignation on the person's and the individual's part as opposed to an actual real thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all perceptual, right? It's not reality. It's all an the person has made a decision that it's all over. it's not reality that it is all over. So it's taken upon that, like you said, that victim mentality that all is lost and that I'll never get there and that I am a failure and that this is it. But the fact of the matter is that as long as we have life, as long as we have breath and blood in our veins, that nothing is over. Nothing is over until we declare it's over.
So an example would be someone who is pursuing a degree in college, whatever the degree is. And then a series of events happen which causes them, and up to a certain point, they've reacted to the event just masterfully. But then it still occurs as one event after the next, which is causing them not grief, but it occurs to them like it's a roadblock for them to finish up their degree and to accomplish their dream. And then at some point, they're like, you know what, I'm just done with this. Maybe I'm not supposed to go to college or something. Or maybe this route is just not for me. So that would be an example. And I wish that I could come up with a personal example, but I don't really have one to where I quit on something that I could think of, regardless of how bleak it looked.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example. I know I'm not going to the NFL, and I'm pretty fine with declaring that. I throw in the white towel on that one. And I'm okay with that, you know. But to be honest with you, you know, I believe that, you know, if I were to focus on that and move towards that I could certainly shift my being to actually accomplish that.
Yeah.
You want to undertake that, man, so that we can go ahead and document that you today was the first day of that journey?
Yeah.
No,
we
can
call Fire and get him on the line. And you know.
Yeah, because everybody out there, all our listeners know Fire is ex-NFL, so he'll get you right. He'll get you on the regimen.
Yeah, I got something bigger and better planned for my life than that.
I heard that. That's what's up.
But like I said, you know, an occurrence is all relative, and it's contingent upon one's perception, one's how they relate to their experience. It's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily true until you declare it that it's over. Now, you might have to take a step back and relax a little bit and debrief and then figure out a course of action that would be more productive for you. But anybody could complete college and complete the degrees that they want. Now, it might take you more time than Sally down the street, but... you can certainly complete it. I mean, you don't have to do it in 4 years. You don't have to do it in 3 years. You don't have to do it in 5 years. I know a lot of people that completed their degrees in 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah,
that's another thing. A lot of people compare themselves erroneously to other people. And that's where you get into a sadness and depression. All of us are separate and we're not separate, but all of us are distinct. We have our own our strengths and weaknesses. We have our own thing that we excel at. But But if you begin to regard yourself in a competitive way or compare yourself to other people and the time frames that they do it or the extent to which they do it, then you actually put a disservice to yourself. Own game in your life. Play your own game. You can only win your own game, not anybody else's.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And it, you know, I think about, you know, my journey in college. It took me 6 years to graduate, roughly. And, you know, some people look at that and be like, wow, what took so long? You know, for me, it boiled down to, you know, in some instances, like, you know, did I have the money to finish? I chose to, you know, opportunity presented itself for me to work for the Department of Labor and develop software and, you know, hone my skills. So I chose to, you know, drop my hours down to where I was a part-time student. And, of course, you know, there's some other financial things that were happening at the same time. However, I was still determined that, you know, I was going to finish, period. So it wasn't, you know, I just didn't let that be like a stopgap for me in the process.
Yeah, so we're talking to a real life Van Wilder over here, man. Yeah, no,
pretty much.
I mean, time wise doesn't really, you know, none of that stuff really matters.
Exactly.
I like what you were saying, Wynn, is that you have to just be your own person, man. And, when you're comparing yourself to others, that just basically, especially, I guess, you know, I mean, some people compare themselves to others and they feel good. Some people like the people watching, they like to judge and, you know, like, oh my God, why is that person wearing this and all that? Other people compare themselves to people and you feel inadequate. And, it's exactly what you were saying when it's putting you into that victim mentality instead of just looking at your assets and running with your assets. I mean, of course, you want to look at your weaknesses so you can see where you need to improve. That's always a great thing to do. But if you're the type of person that looks at a weakness and just, like, totally, you know, it's just shuts down over that particular weakness, then, you know, that can be debilitating for some people. And I think that just kind of like a situation like you're saying, or you 6 years, man, and on your degree, it doesn't have dates. It started this date and ended this date. So your degree is
exactly.
No different than any other person's, and I think that a lot of times it kind of – that's why my whole thing was about the action thing, because when you say, hey, I'm going to ba-da-da-da, and you just start doing things towards it, you don't have time to compare yourself to other people. You don't have time to feel like, oh, man, it's over. You know, it's not going to happen. And, you know, I mean – I know we've kind of focused on college and all that stuff, which I think is a pretty bad example. I definitely can't think of an example off the top of my head, especially in my own life where I've quit. But I just think that for the majority of people, when what you're saying is exactly correct, that it's okay if you're not making progress. You know, that's perfectly fine. And I'm in no way insinuating what I'm saying, just so I can be clear with everyone, that I'm not insinuating that if you're not making any progress, that's not okay. I'm saying instead of feeling shut down, then it's time to look at what you're trying to do and take some actions towards it, get some motion towards it, get a movement. And that's really, I think, in essence, when I think about the totality of everything that we've talked about, one thing that I want to leave people with is that
getting into action is not just a mindless, senseless thing. It's basically distilling down very quickly, because most of us, if you actually take a look at what you're trying to do, we know some things that we can do to get us towards that particular goal. Whether it's losing weight, you know, building muscle, getting a better job, starting another business, getting the girl we want, getting married if we're a single woman, whatever it is, we know some actions that we can take. We already know. It's not like rocket science for us. It's just that we begin to look at it and say, well, I don't want to do that, so let me sit here and think of another way that I can go do something, because that is just not what I want to do. And so for me, when I'm talking about action, I'm saying, hey, there's a book out there called Eat That Green Frog, written by Brian Tracy, a guy that I really, I like a lot of his books. But it's just like, look, don't procrastinate. Get that. When I say action, I'm saying get off your behind and get in the motion. And for me, I think that's one of the things that's become a major light bulb for me, an aha moment, if you will, past 6 months or so. It's just like, look, if there's not like there's not a lot of time for me to contemplate things, like that's when I begin to compare, analyze, start to do a lot of thinking. And if you look at a lot of the way things happen, we learn by doing. It's kind of like if you're hanging on the face of a cliff wall by a thread, you're not going to analyze your options. You're not going to think about how hard or difficult this thing is going to be to do. You're just going to start getting in the motion, because you're like, you're not even going to think about it. You're just going to start doing it. And for me, that's really what I'm actually saying, is get in tune with that, because that is where our true power exists. Our true power does not exist in our minds. The true intelligence is in that divine source, where the things come from, whatever you believe in. We all came from somewhere. Something created all this stuff. Some kind of way it got here, whatever you believe in. It got here some kind of way, and people didn't create it. The planet, the solar system, and all that stuff. So, there's intelligence coming from those things, I believe. Intelligence is coming from those things, and the way you tune into that is when you're in that zone that Wynn was talking about when he gave the Michael Jordan example earlier. So I'm saying get in tune with that, and that's where our true power is. Gentlemen, what do you want to leave the listeners with?
I want to leave the listeners with, as you alluded to, faith without works is dead. So just having faith without action, will not get you to the end results that you want. However, saying that, I would also say that the book is not Act and Grow Rich, but the book is called Think and Grow Rich. Don't discount the power of thinking and the power of planning, creating a blueprint, creating an outline, creating a sketch, and actually conducting research, conducting your due diligence on how to actually accomplish the things that you want to do, because you don't have to recreate the wheel. Other people have accomplished what you wanted to accomplish. You need to conduct research, conduct your due diligence, interview people, and find out how they did it so that you don't have to squander any time, and you can just simply move forward to what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying. When other people have accomplished many of the things that we want to accomplish, because there's like the old saying goes, there's nothing new under the sun. And if I have a dream, there's X number of people out in the world who have an equivalent, if not similar, dream, and it's up to us to to be able to distinguish for ourselves that my idea, my dream is not my dream, and then reach out for help or seek help, from other people who possibly done the same thing. that we're out to accomplish. So, yeah, I just want to leave people with that. Just think about, you know, what you're doing is not unique. Whatever you set out to do, whatever your dream is, it's not yours. You know, it's not your personal dream. It's not your personal goal, because there are plenty of people who have the same. And it's important to learn from people who actually quit pursuing their dream. I mean, I think that's an excellent place to learn. And from people who've actually accomplished their dream. Because sometimes we look at success, or what we consider as being success, in someone who's accomplished a dream, as opposed to having an equivalent conversation with someone who pursued a same or similar dream and it just didn't work for them. There's a wealth of knowledge in that as well, for us to gain. So that's all I want to leave your listeners with tonight.
Yeah, very, very powerful thoughts there, bro. Like, I like that, you know, because I didn't even think about that, but yes, you can learn a lot from a person who did not accomplish their goal, because they can tell you a lot of the things that, you know, a lot of the blueprints that that Wind is talking about you create. They probably have it, and they'll just give it to you because they're like, hey, how about you go do it? So I just thought about that. That's pretty awesome right there, man. But yeah, we really appreciate you know, everyone who listens. You know, of course, we didn't have any callers this week because we've been off for the past couple of weeks due to the holidays and things like that, and people traveling. You know, we do this show for all of you. We don't do this show for ourselves. All three of us are busy men, so we don't really do this just to shoot the breeze. We're doing this for you guys. So we really appreciate your listening, your support. Go like us on Facebook. Be on the lookout. We're going to have some shows, some guests coming up. I know Earth has some really good guests that he's got in the works and in the pipeline. So just go to our Facebook page so you can get an update on some of the shows that we're going to have coming down the line. And we're just here to help everyone accomplish your goals, your dreams, whatever it may be. Different perspectives. Of course, some people, you know, like, Wind thinks different than water, thinks different than earth. So we're all going to give you those different perspectives, and we just want to sit here. We want to grow with you. So we appreciate you listening this week. Usually we don't end the show early. We end it right at about 8, but we're going to go ahead and take it on out these last couple of minutes and let everybody out of here early. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again, same time, same place next week.
Well, I got one last thing to say is that seek and you will find. So seek those answers and you'll get those answers. Also, too, want to encourage everybody to go on to this website, generation1movie.com. Generation1movie.com. It's about creating wealth in the black community. It's a brand new movie that will be coming out this week. There's a DVD that's also on sale. But it's about, again, creating wealth in the black community. We squander a lot of our assets on foolishness, and it's time to begin to be responsible for our money and responsible for our families, and also collaborate and share amongst each other. So I wish you all the very best. Have a great and powerful week.